ready. Let's go do this. Welcome. So 12.
12.
Won't play itself. So yeah, episode 12.
So 10. Well, hang on. 10.
10
plus 2.
There's a 2. 12. 2. 2. So 12. 12. Oh, the game won't play itself. Still 12.
Still 12. Doesn't change the fact.
Good. Nice one. It's a baker's dozen. Which is normally 13.
That's 13.
So that'll be next week.
It's a dozen. it's a literal dozen, not a baker's dozen.
So there's another one, just in case. Well, as I say, welcome to the episode 12 of the Game Won't Play Itself. I am Lord Teammaker, otherwise known as Will Miller. Joining me, now we're back from our little hiatus because, you know, stuff. It's James Atkinson.
Hi, guys. Wow happened.
A lot of wow happened?
A lot of wow happened.
Like, I know someone hosting us has been playing a lot of wow.
Yeah, no, I played enough wow that my girlfriend said we need to have a talk about how much wow you've been playing. Like, that amount of wow.
Yeah, but did she come in and go, wow?
No.
That's a...
No, it's just like, wow, you're ridiculous. That kind of a wow.
Fair enough. So if you've been playing that lot, you might as well get into what you've been playing.
I've been playing WoW. Just a lot of World of Warcraft. Just all of the WoW. Mainly just one character, too. Which is the even crazier part about it, is that I've only played my Paladin. Yeah, I need a WoW intervention. I need one bad. Yeah, no, I've only been playing one.
He goes into his room at night, goes, right, I'm gonna hook the mouse up to this.
No, I'm like, I'm taking my headphone cord and I'm like wrapping it around my arm here to get the start the vein, to get everything going. That's what I've mainly been using this new mic cable for. It's got to just inject it right into the bloodstream, man. No, it's a.
I'm Paladin. It's level 30.
It's actually level 110. See, like, I've already hit, like, so we're in that part of, I'm in that part of the game now where it's like, okay, you've hit your level cap, but now we're going beyond your level cap because now we're into your item score because you need to get the highest level so you can go and do world quests, to get better gear so you can do heroic dungeons, so you can get better gear to do mythic dungeons, so you can get better gear to do raids.
Is this for Legion, then?
This is Legion,
about?
Yes. Yes, this is Legion. And I have an artifact weapon, which means I don't have to... You don't try to get weapons anymore. You get a weapon for each one of your specs, and then it has its own talent build that you get experience for, and then you can level it up and, like, build out its tree, and it gets more and more experience and stuff. So, or as I like to put it, Blizzard got lazy and didn't want to make any more skins for weapons, so they just said, screw it, we'll give every class, every talent a weapon. That means we just do not need to design anything for that side of the game. So I'm a Paladin. I wield Ashbringer now, which is just this, you know, if you ever have played any World of Warcraft.
You wield an Ashbringer?
Yes. I bring the ass. The ass whipping bringer.
Fuck it.
Yeah. Fuck it. But everyone has its own ability. It's very interesting because all the areas exist, but none of them are leveled. So, like, basically, you can go anywhere in the game, and it will scale the enemies to whatever level you are.
Right.
So you can be questing against level 110 and hitting the same enemy. Hey, Mutant Jay.
Hi, Jay.
And, it's insane.
Well, that's
good,
though, because that means you can go with your friends more than...
Oh, yeah.
That thing that was on about at E3.
You can play with anybody now. It's amazing. As long as you're on the same, it's like as long as your horde or alliance and their horde and alliance, you can play together. You can group up in a dungeon. So like I can run a normal dungeon, and as long as they have are in Legion, I can do it. I can just join up with my friends and go play in instances, which is great. It provides a lot more open things. And once again, everything scales. So, like, it's all kind of like, I don't know how they do it in the background. Good evening, Monolith. But it's...
Good evening.
It's not. It's fun. I've been playing a lot with other people. I actually streamed on Wednesday for, like, an hour. Because I was like, I should probably show people that I'm alive because... You know, I was playing a lot of Deus Ex, and I was recording videos for Deus Ex. And then I didn't record videos for Deus Ex. Because WoW happened. And it was like, what happened to my life? Like, when you're sitting there going, like, it's 3 in the morning, and I need to be up for work at 7. But I got one more quest I gotta do. I got one more quest I gotta do.
Yeah, been there before. Yeah, that's, you know, it's a slight teeny weeny problem when you got that.
Yeah. Also,
World of Warcraft is like Minecraft for that.
VMS, you're right. The WoW is the ultimate time sink. The character that I'm playing on is my original vanilla WoW character. He has 53 days of playtime. As in, logged in and been on server played for 53 days. Now, this is over the life of WoW, which is, what, 10 years old now?
Yeah, it has been going for quite a while.
So, if you run it over the cross of 10 years, it's not that bad. I mean, 365 days a year times 10. But still, I've spent 53 days of my life, almost 2 months, we could say like January and February, I have spent playing World of Warcraft. Straight.
See, Mono's right, is that one more quest turns into 20 more. For you guys, I mean, yeah, I'm basing this on things like Minecraft and The Witcher, and, you know, because I've tried my World of Warcraft, and it's like, yeah, it seems okay.
Don't.
But I'd have to actually start spending money on it. To actually get people and hang around with people and go, oi, Ara, let me play with you on World of Warcraft because I need people around. You know, because poor Vimus here, he falls asleep now at it.
I've had those days. I've had those days where I've woken up and looked at my computer screen and my character's been running around in a circle because I fell asleep with Mike hitting the A and W key, so he's running in the middle of Stormwind in a circle.
It reminds me of the Guild Wars when we used to play that. Myself, Rob, and my mate Darren, we used to play those for hours when we got home from work. And it was just, we just all three of us in one room, laptops and PCs. And just we look at the time, it's at 10:30. And it's like, fuck, where'd 5 hours go?
It's game over, so, man. It's a great time sink. The people I used to play WoW with and played are all getting back together, getting back into it. So it's not like I'm sitting there like in like if I want to play Destiny now, or it's like just I'm here by myself in the MMO playing the game by myself. You know, I'm in a guild. I have Discord. There's a lot of talking. I am one of the tanks. Yes, I am a tank. I do take that on that responsibility.
I'm more called Frank.
Yep, it's the easiest way. I heard your joke. It's the easiest way to just be able to be like, hey, this is my friend. I want to invite him to the guild. What does he do? Well, he's a tank. All right, so the guy's already doesn't want to DPS. He's going to take on that responsibility. See, the thing is, Aravel, I do run off cliffs, but the thing is, I'm a paladin, and I have the invisibility bubble, so I will actually kill my party sometimes, because I will jump off a cliff to get to a new area, and everybody else will think, hey, we can all jump off this cliff together, so we're all falling down, and then just before we hit, I put my invincibility bubble up, and I land, and I take no damage, but then everybody else dies, and I go, and it's kind of like that one thing is just, like, I just imagine that picture of, like, when Mario jumps off Yoshi, and Yoshi just looks at him with a sad face, and Mario just flips around and just gives him the middle finger. Like, I had some...
I'm picturing lemmings here,
Yeah.
of like a load of you just going. Even though one of you hasn't got to start the quest with, let's go! And just go, doors open, and you just fall down into the world and just run off, and there's a cliff there.
Well, I've actually set up a macro in my on my keyboard for one of my main skills. It was like it's my ultimate damage mitigation skill, and I can spam it. So what happens is when the battle goes crazy, I have this macro that bound to my keyboard that I start spamming this damage mitigation skill, and my character actually yells out in the chat, "Hold the door."
No spoilers. No,
I didn't spoil anything. I just said what he says. If you haven't seen it by now, people, and you don't get the reference,
Ara hasn't seen it. She's only reading
hey, that's
the
fine. Have I mentioned what it's linked to? I've only mentioned the phrase.
books.
If people want to ruin it in chat, that's on them. It's not my fault. I also do have the ban hammer, and so does Will. So, Will,
Yes.
you're in charge of that ban hammer if that happens. But
So
no.
it's like Vimus runs off cliffs. It's like, but he's killed Willow and Ara by trying to run him off the
Yeah, that's
cliffs.
the
It's
thing.
like,
Like nobody should ever follow me and do anything that I do. I just run off cliffs because I'm a paladin. I'll survive. I don't care. I'm like, why do you guys like there's like I had one guy goes like, "I've lost faith in humanity because of you." I said, "Well, you shouldn't trust me. I don't nobody should
threat has
ever
been
trust me."
detected.
So don't trust your tanks. As much as like they try to help, just don't trust it. Good night, Era.
Good night, Ara. Get some sleep because you're running on empty.
Or do like I do, drink Monster and play WoW.
Keeps doing that. That's a bad idea. So, is that all you've been playing this week?
Yes, that is
Bloody
it.
or right.
I
Well,
have
I've got to
sunk
get into my bit
probably
then,
a
haven't I?
good 24 hours into WoW in the past week. I was going to play, it's been like I was going to go play Deus Ex, but then I got WoW.
Hang on, that sounds like a song, doesn't
It is a
it? I
song.
was gonna play Deus Ex, but
But
then I
then I
play
got
WoW.
WoW. I was gonna go see my girlfriend, but then I got WoW. I
La la la.
don't
Now
know
I'm finally
how, but
single.
then I got WoW. Yeah, I got WoW. There's some WoW. What am I doing? I'm playing WoW right now, right? That's what I should be doing.
Yeah.
I was half. If I got home earlier, I was actually going to have this stream going with me and you talking and me playing WoW in the background.
Anyway, wow, was this going to be on screen while we were talking and you were just live playing it? Was that the plan? Was it?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay, I see what you're trying to do.
Yeah, actually.
Okay, best talk about what I've been playing then, really, haven't I?
Sure,
Because
you
I've
can
been
do
playing a
that.
bit more stuff. But I'm not going to say the 2 weeks. No, I'm just condensing it to what I played this week, which included a lot more Rocket League. With Vimus and Willow and Mr. Steven on a Tuesday, which is it's a regular thing these days for the stream that they do on Battle Kettle. And I'm starting to really see weird differences between the PC and the PS4. I mean, the PS4 is still a lot smoother compared to my bit on the PC, even though I have no ping. Seriously, right? We play on a PC, you will see my ping a lot of the time is zero. Maybe a four. You may get a 12 occasionally, but most of the time, zero. Nothing. It's like, what the hell? Am I the server now? Am I the central hub? Am I sitting here in sort of this weird hub bit where
You're the
no
host.
ping's happening? Must be. It doesn't help me though with lag and stuff because I did play it the other day with Shadow. And I did actually get like a 116 ping. It's like, oh, this is unplayable. Oh, I've got to have to reset everything here. Oh. But we did do some of the mods. And mental, because you can play it with zero gravity, constant boost, so you don't waste any boost at all. So it's always on if you want it on. And you can have a cube rather than a ball. Which is not easy trying to score a goal with. It's doable, but it's fucking hard. So it's like, And we tried it, and when we went back to playing the like a normal 3-on-3, it felt a lot faster than 3-on-3. It was like it really threw Shadow off. He's like, I don't know about you guys, but this seems really, really fast to me. Is it to you? He's like, yes, this is wrong. This is so wrong. I don't know what's going on, but it's wrong. But I still enjoyed the hell out of Rocket League. We also played it today, Monolith and myself, during our stream. And you could sort of really tell the difference of how smooth it is on console to how I'm playing it on PC. Mainly because of some of the shots I was getting away with on the PS4, I was able to do and time better. And I think it's just because of the way it is on the PC. It's throwing me off a bit, so I'm going to have to try and adjust a little bit more because we suck on the Tuesday night. We need to improve. It's a big time. So, next up, I've been playing more Pinball. Yes, Pinball Tuesday has still been going on while we were away. Played the Darth Vader table this week. So, you know, everybody gets a chance to see Darth Vader go, no, a lot. At the start of it, when you finish building him back together, the Emperor says she died.
Womp womp.
Okay. Bum, 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 bum. It's what happens there. Got a decent score, about 129 mil, but it's nowhere near my best. So again, that's another table that sits there nicely set up for Extra Life in less than 2 months now. Extra Life already, it's come around quickly for that. Played Rainbow Six Siege, and you know that trophy that we were wanting to get, you know, we play Terrorist Hunt on Realistic and you have to beat it. You remember that? Remember us saying how badly we wanted that one?
I'd never wanted it because I realized my skill at that game is never going to happen.
We did it. We went on with randoms, two randoms, and we did it because the two randoms just went off and started just piling into the terrorists.
Meat shields?
And we just kind of, yeah. But they were really good at it, and that's the cool thing. Just quickly though, interjecting though with Simmer playing with Danicon, yeah, he burst Danicon's Rocket League cherry tonight. Turning into Jimmy. With a winning audience. I'll be getting to that shortly, Mono. Because Trials Fusion will actually, no, I'll talk about that next. Talk about that next after Rainbow Six. Yeah, because Rainbow Six finally got that trophy, and it's so joyous because now I've got the other shitty ones to do. Like, you know, you got to do all the scenarios and then do number five, mission five, they call it, or Article 5.
Mm-hmm.
That last one that unlocks after you do the first 10 scenarios. So I've got that to do if I wanted to go for the platinum. And yeah, as Mono pointed out, we also today did Trials Fusion again, which for the past we've done for two out of the past 3 weeks, we've done Trials Fusion on a Friday, where right. we get the right. cat on the unicorn, and we have a set of races, and we do championships. Now, some of the courses on there are fucking impossible almost with a unicorn because of the way the jumps are set up
mm-hmm.
and the obstacles, where you have to really sort of maneuver it right at the right speed, otherwise it's just going to go smack which is funny when you do synchronized face planting, which is what one of myself did a couple of weeks ago. We just went plop. I like that, let's do that again. But it's, you know, because we had this we did a vote earlier in the week because we were kind of deciding whether we just play Rocket League today or, you know, do more Trials Fusion. So we put it to a vote on Twitter. My first poll. Got down to about, 10 minutes to go? 50-50 tie. Bastards. So we went, bugger it, we'll play it both. It just made sense. So, you know. So there was that. And then right, let's get to the bigger news stuff. I've been playing some Deus Ex, Mankind Divided.
Right.
I am really liking this. I don't like the firefights, so I've been going more stealth.
You haven't been doing me.
No,
Just.
in both senses, I haven't. I just no, I no. Whereas you've been going to try and kill, I haven't. I haven't killed anyone yet, and I am. Oh, where am I now? I'm actually quite far into it. You have to make a choice. I don't know how far you've gotten to that, but you have to make a choice.
Have you seen where the we are on the YouTube channel for Deus Ex?
Not yet. I'm wanting to get far enough ahead so that I can catch up on the
You're
YouTube channel.
far enough. I'm still in like the first area after Prague. I'm climbing the tower.
Right. Yeah, so I should be far enough ahead because you have a choice.
Do I need to take my headphones out here?
Yeah, you take your headphones out here because I don't want to spoil this too much
Okay, I'm
for
gonna
you.
take my headphones out here, and then you just kind of give me the wave sign when I'm back.
Okay. Right, the choice is this. You either have to try and save someone her dad's asking you to do, or you go try and stop a bomb or raid a bank to stop the bits coming out. Once you do that, that's your choice. Okay? That's it. We're done.
I'm
Not
back.
much of a spoiler, I grant you, but it can be a spoiler. But yeah, I'm really enjoying the actual story behind it. I went back and got that side quest she was on about underneath the suit in the sewers from the first area. Because I remember you saying about that, so I went, right, first chance I get, go back to the start.
Right? It's crazy, weird psycho place.
Yeah.
Fucking weird, man.
Yeah, but now I'm finally able to go back and put the plate onto me so I can get all the upgrades I want to play with without having to chop and change and go, well, I can't do this because I'm
How
unstable
far
here.
away am I from that?
You're very close.
Okay.
You are very close.
That's good because I really want that, and I've kind of just been leveling up my normal abilities because I don't want to unlock myself out of something.
That's what I've been doing,
I don't think
especially the
I'll.
hacking.
Oh yeah, hack. You have to have hacking, number one. But like, I don't want to like not have a rebreather because I want to be able to shoot laser beams out of my arms. I mean, you look at like being able to breathe while using your energy, shooting lasers out of your arms. It's kind of not a choice, but damn it, I'm not going to make that choice.
But shooting lasers out your arms is fun. Yeah, so that must be a priority when you get that. I'm gonna have
I'm
to look at
gonna
that because that
start
means I have
shooting
to kill
blades and
people.
lasers out of my arms to kill people. That's what my job.
I don't want to kill people though, even though that sounds fun. No,
That's the
don't
reason
make
why
me kill
you.
people.
Hey, I'm kind of over my WoW playing for a little bit. I'm gonna play some more. So now that you're far enough ahead, you can just watch me murder people in Deus Ex. You've got 5 episodes. It's 5 hours worth of gameplay footage right there, at least. Maybe a little bit more towards six.
And I am on episode 2, so I can catch up.
I'm on
Quickly go through.
episode 6 because I have
Which, by
another
the
one
way, if
recorded.
people haven't seen this yet, go to the Game Won't Play Itself on YouTube and watch them because we want hits, we want views. Hint,
If you
hint,
like
nudge,
it, if
nudge.
you don't like it, you can also dislike it and tell me why you don't like it so I can stop doing it
Because there's
and
nothing else
play
left.
more WoW. Give me a reason to play more WoW. Tell me you don't want me doing this, or tell me you do want me doing this so I can justify to myself. I can like sit down and look and go, "Wow, it's not
It's been
you,
fun.
it's me.
It's
We need some time apart. I think we've been getting it happened so fast. It was like we went from 0 to 60. And I really just need some time away from you. I need some space to figure out who I am as a gamer and to really feel about if I'm making the right decisions in this relationship. That's what I need. And I hope you understand that. I know you already have my $15 from this month, and I know you'll be here when I get back. But I need to find me. And you may see me with a few other games. I don't know where this goes, but I need to explore my options. Because I can't massively play with a lot of people. You have a lot of people you play with anyways on a daily basis. You're always there. You're always there. You have so many people all the time. How do I know that you are there for me when I can go with another game and it's just me? It's all about me, just me. Not about the 6 million, maybe 5 million now, depending on where you are, other people. It's just me and the game. And maybe I'm a Witcher. Maybe I'm a cybernetic killer. Maybe I'm just a guy who wants to dig holes in the ground to try and find diamonds. But you want to know what? I need to find that out. But I know you'll be here when I get back. And I hope you're here when I get back. And I hope you're better for the time we've spent apart. I hope you've gotten time to get those bugs out of the way and release those raids and get me that item levels. I hope. And I hope you understand.
Well, it looks like you just...
And there's a highlight for next week's show.
Yeah.
I will be here all week, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
See, while you're there, you're just trying to, you know, play the field with your WoW and your other...
WoW plays the field on me.
And you're trying to be Jensen, you know, it's like... I need to go over here really quickly because something may happen very soon. While you're doing that, I'm running around buildings and falling off them and just bouncing off walls and going underneath things and just leaping about everywhere collecting stuff in Mirror's Edge Catalyst, which I started this week. They've kind of turned that into a bit of a Ubisoft game because it's more open world. You can, you know, you've got your challenges now. You've got your little run bits.
Okay, you said a Ubisoft game and I'm like, it's broken? Like, you need to, like, how many patches in and you still don't have a game that works yet?
Oh, no, this game actually works.
It worked day one? It's not a Ubisoft game. Maybe it's a Bethesda game. It's got a few glitches, but at least it's playable.
Yeah, well, that's open world as well.
Did anybody's faces disappear? Like, you couldn't see the faces at all?
Well, when I fall down and smash them into the ground, yeah, because I've made a dumb move, then the faces don't appear.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of like mush. They're like, oh, that sort of thing, you know. That's if you're allowed to play the Ubisoft game. Yes. Yes, Virus, yes. But it's more open world. You can actually, you don't have to continue on the main story if you don't want to. You can go do your other little challenges. You can go do races, you know. You can find collectibles. Has it improved Mirror's Edge in one respect? Yes, because the free running is still there. Has the fighting improved? A little, because you can do certain things now. You can actually smack one person into another with certain kicks. You can knock them all over roof of railings. So there is variety there. It just still feels a bit clunky, you know, the fighting. But then again, it's as Mr. Smith put it when I was playing it, it's freedom of movement while you're doing this. So you've got to hit them in while you're on the run, so to speak. You know, you just
parkour.
Parkour them out the way and deal with them that way. And don't get shot because they have guns and you still don't. Which is not great. But that's part of the late night lard, which is continuing unabated quite nicely as well. And finally, this week, I have been playing from Games with Gold, Forza Horizon. And I have been playing a lot of Forza Horizon this week. Because you have this popularity thing, which I can't remember they had a number in Horizon 2. I don't think it's there. We start off at 250th in popularity, right? I am down to 195 after a couple of days of play. So I've been driving a lot. You know, and it does have the quirky challenges, which hopefully there's a lot more in number 3, which should be out in about 3 weeks. Yeah, about 3 weeks. 3 weeks a day it should be. If not a little less. But yeah, it's after EGX, we know that. But yeah, there's a the challenge is that like racing balloons or racing planes with your little car, which are still fun. You know, they're quite, they're enjoyable. I like doing them. You still got your circuit, right? You know, your track race challenges, and you've got your other challenges as well. And you've got your barn challenges to find the other cars that are sort of in disrepair, which seem better in 2 than this one. I see where the improvements happen, because there are certain areas that you think you can get to, and your car will just find this invisible wall in a field and just go, yeah, now there's a field there, I can see a sheep. Why is that sheep moving? I can't. What's so special about that? You know. So you have that, but the challenges that are good. It's fairly big, considering 360 game, you know. So I also downloaded the rally course, right? Because you got some rally challenges now. £3.37. I thought that's a bargain, that, considering I've paid bugger all for this. So thought might as well get it, you know, pre-birthday thing. Whoop, there we go, straight in. It's a good, decent rally game, maybe not as in-depth or as challenging as Dirt Rally, even though I sucked at the stage I did. It's like, you come in, first game, you're thinking, right, great, not bad, and about maybe a couple of attempts down, 24th. Like, well, shit. I thought better than that. Okay, same again, 15th. Overall 24th, is like, for fuck's sake. So I've got a lot of work to do on that. Maybe it's the car I need to upgrade and get a bigger one, faster one. We'll find out. You know, we'll find out next week. But, Vibrus, I know you're still in chat. If you want to have a, you know, play this in a collaborative stream on multiplayer, let us do it. And also anybody else who's listening to this, watches this, if you want to do, you know, play some online with it before Remember 3 comes out, give me a shout if I'm free. We can do it. But that's all I've been playing this week, mate. So, let's get to the piece of news that we did. And there's the elephant in the room. The elephant in the room. Let's deal with this, shall we? Sony's presser this week. Did anybody watch it?
No.
So, no, I did. You didn't miss much, to be fair. You know, it was very underwhelming, in my opinion. It's, yeah, I was watching it thinking, okay, let's wow me. And first of all, they brought out the cake, the little cake bit, the Slim, PlayStation Slim. And it's what everybody leaked and said, yeah, this is real, this is the thing. Priced about £259 over here, so I think it's like £299 over there. Within the States.
Probably.
Yeah, apparently it runs better than the original PS4, but it just looks weird still. And, you know, it's just like, I know we discussed it 2 weeks ago, and you went, "Well, aesthetics don't, But yeah, it just it just looked like they sort of took the PS4 and just went, of course, down a bit. And then we came to the PS4 Pro. The PS4 Pro. Now, you get HDR in there. You get 4K. You get double the graphical graphics capability. You get a 1 terabyte hard drive, when you could do with a 4 terabyte, which would have been much better. And that's pretty much what the PS4 Pro is. It looks more like a sponge cake than a console. They've just added an extra layer on top, so it just, yeah, or a licorice all salt. That's what it also looks like. If licorice all salt was all black, you know the ones with the white bit and the licorice in the middle, looks a bit like that. So, Vimus, yes, the Pro is the Xbox Slim, pretty much. But yeah, so. Should you buy one? Should you buy one at $349 compared to $259 for the Slim? If you haven't, got a PS4 and you've got a 4K TV, yes, go for it. You know, graphically, it does look a bit prettier. You won't really notice it until that. But, you know, so, yeah, I'd say get one there. Also, there's a patch coming out. There's a firmware update for all of us, which enables the PS4 to do HDR. So we'll get a better graphic capability on our normal HD TVs, because they even said no matter what TV you have, this firmware, the PS4 Pro, I hate calling it that. Why don't they just name it a fucking Neo? After it, you know?
You can call it the Neo if you want.
Yeah, we'll call it Neo. So no matter what PS4 you have, there'll still be a boost graphically for it. You'll notice it more with 4K, obviously, but yeah. So that was pretty much it, and it was kind of like you did a presser for this, because Andrew House looked really nervous and unsettled when he was doing this press conference, and you had Mark Cerny, the architect of the PS4, come out. He's a weird, strange fellow in this one. It's almost like he's like trying to hypnotize you. Well, with the new PS4, we've done some pretty amazing things just for you. Yes, you'll see you there, sitting there. If you buy the PS4 Pro, it's better for you. So, oh, this sounds really creepy, you know. That's... What do people think? Do you really want it? I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, Vimus said it best. I mean, the Microsoft, you might want to buy a 4K TV for it, VR, Scorpio, and yes.
And Sony, and just like Vimus said, Sony, buy a 4K TV, and I'd say yes, but Sony's really saying, buy a Sony 4K TV.
The one that's curved.
Curved,
because, you know, we like curves.
Or, like I've been saying all the time, just come join the PC Master Race. We already have 4K and VR, and we have cookies. And it's probably cheaper over the lifetime of things.
We have cookies. Stop it. You're trying to persuade me.
I've already... Hey. What are you on right now, Will?
A PC. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What kind of PC? A gaming PC?
Yeah, pretty decent Acer one, yeah.
We're gonna get you there. Eventually, over time.
You're just gonna wean me off consoles, aren't you?
They serve their place. I mean, my console's playing Twitch right now. It's the best Twitch and YouTube player I have. It's a $300 Chromecast.
Well, my PS4 will be an NFL player.
Oh, that's right. You can.
Because it's Sky TV. It's live Sky Sports. So, you know, there you go. And then Backlash on Sunday night. But so, yeah, the other bit that Mono is saying, this is something that came up earlier, and it kind of feels like Sony is having a wobble, you know, a moody period of people for possibly not liking the fact that the PS4 Pro went sunk like a lead balloon, it seems. But today Sony have come out and said that Fallout 4 and Skyrim mods will not be coming to the PS4 in the remastered editions. They're still coming out on Xbox. Xbox went, yeah, sure, no problem. But Professor went, yeah, we had this meeting with Sony, and Sony went, yeah, no, we don't want them. Not doing it. And it just feels very, I don't know, something just feels petty about it. I don't know about anybody else who's seen this. But the official statement reads thusly: after months of discussion with Sony, we regret to say that while we have been long ready to offer mod support for PlayStation 4, Sony have informed us that they will not approve user mods the way they should work, where users can do anything they want for either Fallout or Skyrim Special Edition. Like you, we are disappointed by Sony's decision, given the considerable time and effort we have put into this project and the amount of time our fans have waited for mod support to arrive. We consider this an important initiative, and we hope to find other ways user mods can be available for our PlayStation audience. However, until Sony will allow us to use proper mod support for PS4, that content for Fallout 4 Skyrim for PlayStation 4 will not be available. And they will provide any update if that changes. So, Sony need to get off their ass and get their thumb out of their ass all ahead, one and two, and just actually allow it. Because it's, you know they try, you know, they're almost willing. Exactly what Vimer says, how to nuke your player base. They're almost willing people to just bugger off to the Microsoft again. Like they did with a PlayStation 3. You know, it's just going, here we go. Or, as Vimer also says, PC. PC Master Race. But, so, yeah. I don't know your opinion on this, mate.
Mine's posted on the screen. Spelt horribly, but I got my point across. I think it's also what Microsoft did with Windows, which is, we're going to give you Windows 8. It's a piece of shit. We know it's a piece of shit. We know everybody's going to hate it. That's fine. We'll take the hit. You're still going to buy it because it's Windows. But when Windows 10 comes out and we give it to you for free, you're going to think we're the greatest people since sliced bread. We'll take a hit on one console, be the bad guys for a while, and then all of a sudden, when we come out with the next great thing, everybody's going to be on the hype train because our last thing was a piece of crap. It's a marketing strategy. Mm. And I could go into things about, like, you know, you could just look at, like, Windows for... I use Windows because XP great, Vista sucks, 7 great, 8 sucks, 10 marginally better than 8 by leaps and bounds, still has its hiccups. I mean, you can kind of see the thing here. So it's like the PlayStation... It almost seems like PlayStation's just like, you want to know what? We're winning. We've won the console wars. Got to play by our rules now.
Yeah, the console wars. Yeah, you know, as an older person in this sort of thing with it, like computer games generations, I have to be one of the people to apologize because we kind of started this shit with the Spectrum versus Commodore, because the console wars started from there. Because it was a case of what side are you on, Spectrum or Commodore 64? And it almost felt like you had to make the choice and you couldn't go around and play on your mate's one if you had the other. Like, that's where that war come from. And then it got worse with Atari and Amiga, Sega, Nintendo. And then it was Sega and Amiga until Amiga just blew up in their faces. It's just like, yeah. That was a silly idea. It's because they thought, we'll make a console. We'll make a CD console called the Amiga CD32, and we'll rip the piss out of Sega with it. Outside their London offices were a big billboard saying, to be this good will take Sega ages. And then they collapsed and folded.
Monolith. See, no, it's not bring back the Sega consoles and screw all the others. It's, if you don't like Xbox and you don't like PlayStation, get out and get a Wii.
I'll go for a Wii.
Go for a Wii. Or a PC.
Yeah, see what we did there. And then finally, in the news, there was also an Apple conference this week.
Yeah, there's a new iPhone.
Yes, but they, for Nintendo fans out there, right, Super Mario Runner is coming onto iPhones and iPads. And you can get Pokemon Go soon on your Apple iWatch. Yeah. Yeah, you can have another runner game with a Mario mask skin on it. Please yourselves. Fuck it. Right, is that it, mate? Apart from shout outs?
I think so. I've got wowed. Yeah, and no, the biggest thing about the iPhone 7 is just, it's all Bluetooth. So if you didn't already have problems losing your headphones, now you're really going to lose them, because they're basically just like this. That's it. Like, this, yeah, I'm going to be able to find less than an inch worth, or four millimeters, I don't know, I'm trying to be bringing Imperial into this, or the metric system.
Yeah, try having them work in a group in a, like,
it's gonna get lost. There. It's gonna be horrible. And all the and you know what? Immediately, and they had to have talked to like all the major headphone companies because it's gonna be proprietary for about 6 to 6 months to a year, and then Beats already has Bluetooth headphones. All the things like great, the $50 headphones we sell now, people are gonna have to buy them for $200. The nice thing about that is that it may actually drive prices down because it'll become competition in the market.
Yeah, it's possible. Very, very possible. I mean, as the technology matures more, that'll drive it down because of costs of manufacturing and stuff. So, yeah, sales of 5S and 6S are going to jump. Yes, 5S.
Yeah, because they're going to drop $100 in price. That's the other thing. Like, you know, most people are like, I know my father has like a 4. I'm going to be like, get a 6, man. It's the perfect time. You got an upgrade. You can get it, and I can get you like the greatest phone you can have before you have to go all Bluetooth, because then he's going to be like, what the hell is this shit? And we go, exactly.
Yep, exactly.
Exactly. Nailed it.
Because I've got the 4S now. I've still got that one from like a couple of years ago.
I got a 5.
I was eventually dragged kicking and screaming into the proper sort of, phones.
And you're like smartphone. Me. I had a flip phone. I was like, I'm never gonna get a smartphone. I got a smartphone. Yeah, I'm get a smartphone. My girlfriend's getting a 7 tomorrow. Apparently, and I'm paying for it.
Yeah, iPhone 7, get massive adapter, use existing headphones and charge it.
That's gonna be the iPhone 7S. They're gonna come out with the S, and it's gonna have a headphone adapter in it, and people are gonna lose their shit.
Oh, they've already mentioned about the iPhone S. 7S.
7S?
Mm-hmm. They've already mentioned that at the conference. Like, oh,
or like the 7SC?
Yeah, the SCCCC. Right. Shout-outs, time your mucker. Have you got any shout-outs apart from Blizzard?
I'm going on vacation for a week, so you won't see me streaming at all. I'm on holiday. Okay.
Nice.
There may be vlogs. Apparently, this is the holiday where I learn how to use social media, because that isn't Twitch or YouTube. I've been told I need to learn how to use Twitter, Instagram, and all of the other things. So
yes, you need to learn tweets.
The tweets. Holiday. Yeah. I get to go and spend a week with my girlfriend and her parents. I get to spend a week with my girlfriend, which is great. And her parents. Anybody who knows about spending any time with in-laws can be... Yeah.
And myself, I go to Wi-Fi Wars tomorrow night, which, is always a good time. And I become older.
It's
going to
be your birthday, right? Yeah.
Yay.
I will remember your birthday because Facebook will tell me.
Yes. That's how I remember most of my friends. It's like, oh, it's their birthday today. Good one.
See,
Facebook.
What Facebook? If you want to be good, Facebook, and you're gonna be, I'm giving you free advice here, Facebook, because I know you listen. I know you're there. You're lurking. So you could. When I told you so, what you need to do is you need to send, and you need to like help every guy out. And because they're married on Facebook, send them a notification that their anniversary is happening a week in advance. That will save, because in the United States right now, marriages aren't really good. Most marriages end in divorce. That will probably change that number. That will help. as somebody who has a phone that is currently filled with dates where he assumes certain anniversaries happen, and like, I'm giving myself a week here,
and so that will help stop people going to garages and buying flowers, cheapy flowers for their halves.
Yeah,
because they've forgotten to buy themselves something, buy something for their anniversary. It's like, yeah, all right, shout outs time. I'll start with the shout outs because I want to shout out all members of Battle Cattle, because there's 11 of them and there's awesome, and then there's me. I've got to bring the quality down somehow, haven't I? So
they're rated on a bell curve.
Yeah, it's like me and then do right up to the top. And also, big shout out to Mono, because Fusion Fridays is fucking funny. It's really a good time. You should check it out. Yeah, I also want to give a big shout out to Gina the Short, for like Ara this past week. They gave me a much needed kick in the backside. You know, it's a nice kick in the backside, but a kick in the backside nonetheless. But yeah, so that's my shout out this week. Have you got any, matey?
Welcome back, Will.
Thank you.
Now go produce videos so I can go on vacation for a week.
I've got to stream more then this week.
Just stream the usual amount. I will do my best to not put them up until the Friday when we go live on YouTube.
Well, this coming Sunday, we'll be back for the Sunday service. The Sunday service will return with more Doom. We have three. I will be part of three streams on my birthday this week. It'll be Tuesday Pinball as normal. I will be with Vimus, Willowwind, Mr. Steven for Rocket League for their stream. And then Late Night Lard will be back on the Tuesday night with more Mirror's Edge, because, you know, people want me to do the story. And Friday for Fusion Friday. So it will still be there. So there's your stuff. And maybe down the line, if I can get away with it, because I've got other real life stuff happening this coming week, which I've got my attention to divert. Friday, the 16th of September, once things are done and out of the way, I will be getting the BioShock collection. So I'll be streaming that, because I was going to stream that on my birthday, but it's not released over here until the 16th.
Bastards.
So we have to wait. So I'll be streaming some of that on the Friday, Transfusion Friday, and carrying it on a bit more. So yeah, so plenty of stuff coming up my way. And so yeah, so where they can find us, you can find us here on TGWPIS on Twitch. You can find me at Lard Tea Maker on Twitch. You can find James here.
Sometimes I plan on streaming more. Maybe WoW, because WoW.
Yeah, WoW. Get the punters in, mate. Get the punters in. Get the followers. We need their followers, because we want to start making
money.
If
you guys want to play with me in WoW, I tank. So, there you go. If you want an instant queue for dungeons, this guy. I'm not very good, and don't follow me if I jump off a cliff, but I can get you in quick.
Are you a Leroy Jenkins?
I just kind of do what I want. I just do things. I just run around and do. So like I said, I can get you in there. I cannot guarantee the experience you'll have, nor can I guarantee the fact that you'll get any gear, and that the healer may not yell at me the entire time. But I can guarantee that you will be there.
And of course, special mention to Chris Slight, who has come into the chat. I can see you there, matey. I see you there. Hello. So yeah, there's an extra shout out for you. So yeah, so we're here on TGWPIS for here. You can also find us on YouTube at the Game Won't Play Itself. You will eventually find us on Twitter. We are getting there, and we're also sites coming up. You can also find me as part of Battle Cattle UK, who do have a YouTube of Battle Cattle. They also have a Twitter of Battle Cattle UK, who are filled with awesome people. Yeah, indeed. So, and you can also find me on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook as Lard Tea Maker, and PSN, and the Xbox Live, you know, and Steam. I am a Steam as PSN _ Lard Tea Maker. James, how can I find you?
I'm various iterations of Spike SP2579. You can find me on Twitter as that. Or if you can't find me on Twitter, just go to Will, and you can find me through him. Yeah, as for my YouTube,
he's a James person anyways. Like, he's
I show up on Fridays. There's, you know, so. And if you want to find me on Steam, it's Spike SP2579. If you want to play with me on Battle.net.
Ooh.
Battle.net. Yeah. Yeah, I believe it's Walter P. Conrad 1. Don't ask me why. I've had it for over 10 years. I'll get back to that on everybody. That's yeah, that'll be a thing.
This is gonna be an episode a bit down the road of why the hell you're called that.
That actually, here you go. Here's a bit of homework for everybody. Bit of homework. I want to hear from everybody how you guys came up with your gamer handles. What's the story behind it? I mean, everybody's got a story. I can tell you mine, but that'll be for next week.
Yeah, and most people know mine already, but we'll get to that next week as well.
Mine they may not know.
So people in the chat, see, Chris is easy. His handle there is easy. Because that's his name.
Lazy.
But his ID is Ampersander. So there's different ones. So that's the one we'll have to find out about.
Yeah. I haven't heard yours. I haven't heard it. If it's already been told, is it like in the annals of history? We have found Mono's name. It's been crossed off in the book of time.
Yeah, because, you know, big beards is just like, this is the story of Monolith and how it came to be.
They got Ian McKellen sitting there going, stay a while. Let me tell you a story. A story about a man who became Monolith. 695. Because the scariest part about this is that in like 30 to 40 to 50 years, that is going to be the thing. Grandpa, can you tell me how you got your freaking gamer handle? Back in the day, they used to call me by my gamer handle of SpikeSP2579, and you actually had to type it into the computer!
So I remember these things called trolls. I used to come into chat rooms and just say bollocks.
Bollocks!
Bollocks, indeed. And we used to ban them with ban hammers because it was fun.
We actually had to have physical other people moderate our channels.
Yes, with swinging swords of woof, like that, you see. Yes,
it was a war. We went out with our hammers and we banned, but the trolls kept coming. And there was a great, brave man. He stood there and goes, you shall not pass, with his ban hammer. And he banned them all. Yes, so that's a thing.
So, on that note,
yeah,
we're going to bugger off. Thank you so much for everybody joining in. If you haven't hit that follow button. Help us grow. Go bigger. Thank you for all the retweets that probably happened on Twitter while we're talking bollocks at you. All the likes. All the subscribes on YouTube as well. Ta very much. And we shall catch you all next week.
Bye-bye.